Broadcasting from Doksu Village on Jeju Island, this is The Korea File, a weekly podcast about music, culture, and society from around the peninsula. I'm Andre Goulet. On this episode, covering the bizarro spectrum from Ween to Willie Nelson, the extremely talented Vance Barron, Josh King, and Quatzik are Sour Gherkin live at Freebird. What's your family name?
Barron.
Where are you from?
From Georgia, USA.
Your bandmates are?
What's your name?
My name?
Quatzik.
Josh King.
Hi, Josh King.
And you guys are from Seoul?
From Seoul. You are from Seoul.
Yes.
Seoul.
Do you guys have a background musically in metal music?
Yes.
Yeah?
Metal and jazz and country, blues, any kind of music.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
So I.
Same.
Okay. Quatzik studied jazz in university, and he has been in several metal bands before. He has made a variety of different music. It's his profession, actually. He's a professional musician, unlike the rest of us yet.
So it's a metal sound what you do, but it's also a little bit country, it's a little bit folk. How would you describe what you do?
Are we allowed to curse on this?
Of course.
Okay. I generally described it as just some fucked up shit. That's basically what I describe it as. It's hard, like metal at times, but I try to do something theatrical and epic with the music. Something that hasn't been done before.
It's weird. So what's your musical background?
Well, my musical background, and I haven't had any formal training in it, but I've just been in bands since I was 15, all kinds of bands, and just been doing it for a while, quite a few years, a couple decades now.
Check this CD. If you want to buy it, it's only Ocho Man. Our first CD, got to do the shameless plug. Shonan for some fucking weird ass shit. That's pretty gross. That's the thing. So as you can tell, we're a dance pop band. I like to get the people up and dancing. And make them fall. You know how it goes. And this next song is called. What is this next song? I Shall Be Found. Sullen rain on the side of a hillside, I sing.
play just at any venue, or is there a certain scene that you're part of?
I don't know that I mean, the scene is so small, really. I mean, Seoul is such a big city, but really the scene is small. We pretty much people know each other, so there's not multiple scenes in the independent music community in Seoul. Everybody kind of knows each other and knows the different venues.
Where do you take inspiration musically? Where does your music background come from?
Like inspirations? All kinds of things. I mean, from Willie Nelson to Mr. Bungle, Ween, Tom Waits. I love Tom Waits.
Mr. Bungle.
Mr. Your influence.
And I like technician guitarist. I studied at college, major in jazz, and folk, country. But I really like fast play and punk. So I try to mix any kind of music. And I also like techno, electronic.
Electronic.
Okay. So I release in Korea my electronic music. So I really want to mix all kinds of music.
Talk about Mr. Bungle, or Ween, or Faith No More, or weird music.
Yeah.
Is there a Korean equivalent in contemporary music? Who's playing weirdo music in Korea right now? What bands?
Is there a band that is like Mr. Bungle in Korea?
I don't know. Korea.
Maybe nothing so weird, right?
Yeah. So too weird.
It feels like you guys are doing something unique.
Yeah, it's really unique, but we really want to make unique. So we don't want to follow anything, and we don't care anyone. So we just want to make our music, only our music.
Receive your music.
How do you think that audiences feel about our music?
I don't care.
Well, and what he said is true. We really hope to entertain people. We were certainly entertained by the music, but we don't care so much whether the audience likes it or not, because we know we're making entertaining and interesting music, and a lot of people do like it. But it's a mixed bag. It's basically, we could play a show and sometimes people are like, what the hell is that? And then other times people are just going crazy over it and like shouting, you know, between songs, you know, what I said during the song and that kind of thing.
It's so tight and it's so fun, the songs. So can you tell me about some really great shows that you played? What was something that you remember being a great show?
Every show that we play is a great show. I mean, we have so much fun doing it that, I mean, even if there's hardly any audience, we have fun up there. So it's really hard to answer that question of what is a really great show, because we have so much fun doing it all the time.
Yes, every time is really good for me. And why I answer, I don't care about audience, because when I play at stage, one stage, then I thought, I'm God, you guys just a slave. So I just give my notes, some notes, okay, give to them. I don't care, because God never cared about person.
What is it about the stage that gives you the feeling of being a God?
Heaven. It's because heaven. I'm God.
It's when higher. It's above. Heaven. It's above the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and we have created something that we are putting out there, much like God, right? None of us believe in God, by the way, but we create things and we hand it to the people who want to receive it. That's sort of God-like.
Yes. So we don't never care about.
Yeah, we don't. I think what he's trying to say is we don't make the music that the people want us to make. We're not the slaves. We are the God who's making the music and handing it to the people.
Thanks for talking to the Koreafile.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Find new episodes up every Wednesday on iTunes and Stitcher, and as a feature contributor at blogtalkradio.org. You can find Sour Gherkin's music on Bandcamp and support them on Facebook. Tune in next week for a conversation with writer Anne Bush on how tourism and globalization are changing the face of Jeju Island. From Ducks of Village on Jeju Island, I'm Andre Goulet.